Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Ben Olson, that's Nathan Fox. We're the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. We have an ask button question about parallel reasoning questions.
If the question stem just says, which is the most analogous without mentioning flawed or erroneous, I can assume it's a valid argument, right?
In most cases, it probably is, but I'd much rather you figure that out on your own.
Also, the answer to that question is clearly no. You cannot assume that it's valid just because they asked you a parallel reasoning question. There are plenty of examples of parallel reasoning questions where there is a flaw in the argument, there is a flaw in the correct answer, and they do not say erroneous or flawed or whatever when they ask you that question. The answer to this question is clearly no. Now, Ben, you might be right that, you know, maybe it's 90% of the time the argument was actually valid, but I wouldn't be willing to bet that it's even that high. And yeah. I can certainly think of examples where, and it happens in class where it's like so stark, where I read the argument, I start yelling about how stupid the argument is. Mm-hmm. And then it turns out to ask me a parallel reasoning question and they do not say that it was flawed or erroneous. And I end up saying to the class, hey, you know, this is actually a pretty easy question because the argument was so dumb and it's dumb in a specific way. Like maybe it confuses sufficient for necessary. Maybe it confuses correlation for causation. Maybe it, you know, whatever, like these standard patterns of dumb reasoning that you see on LSAT logical reasoning all the time. And sure enough, there's one answer that also confuses sufficient for necessary. But no, they do not have to tell you that there is a flaw. And so this is reason number 9,752 of why it's dumb to read the question first. Because if you, I mean, like this person is they're going to fall into the trap. If they read that question first and they go, oh, parallel reasoning. So this argument must be good.
Yeah. Yeah.
No.
I mean, all they're asking for is the argument that's most analogous, right? Which could be flawed or not flawed. Obviously, if it does mention flawed or erroneous reasoning, then the argument was flawed. But that's also just true on the LSAT, right? The LSAT is mostly filled with flawed arguments.
If they ask you to match the flaw, then you clearly have to match the flaw. But if they ask you to match the reasoning, then you have to match the reasoning.
Yeah.
And frequently, they'll ask you to match the reasoning and the reasoning will be flawed, in which case you have to find an answer that is also flawed. And it's so much better that you just attacked the argument in the first place and knew that it was flawed before you ever even read that question.
Yep.
It's like actively harming you if you read that question and go, oh, parallel reasoning. Okay, so I'm about to read a valid argument. No, you are not. And furthermore, if it turns out to be one of those questions where the argument is flawed and the correct answer is flawed, like you could have turned a hard question into an easy question by just spotting the flaw in the first place. It's like, that's a shortcut that's not available to you if you try to do these weird question first strategies.
Great.
Email daily at LSATdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.